Since his first one-man show at the Museum of Modern Art in 1967, photographer Jerry Uelsman's work has been collected by major museums around the world. A recipient of the Guggenheim Fellowship, among others, Uelsman, who earned an MS and an MFA from IU in 1960, returned to Bloomington this month to be honored with the Distinguished Alumni Award. WFIU's Yael Cassander took the opportunity to speak with Uelsman, whose work is currently on view at Pictura Gallery.
Jerry Uelsman's vision is a singular one. We see a house growing out of a tree's roots, rooms without roofs, a crack in the sky. Although he began making these surrealistic images more than five decades ago, they still flout the most common assumption about the photograph.
To this day, most photography relies on the fact that it somehow implies that it's reflecting reality. So, you know, when you see newspaper photographs or you see high-grade photojournalism or even other people working in the fine art tradition, it refers to a place, a particular time, a particular moment.
Not so Uelsman's pictures. Although his photographs contain elements of visual reality and sometimes scenes that seem almost entirely plausible, what the pictures seem to represent is not the world out there, but rather interior life, a state of mind, a memory, a dream.
There's a suggestion of an open-ended narrative in the imagery, and people complete the process. So they're willing to look at these images, and they find ways of connecting with them. I've had people had to get translators to tell me how one of my images was a specific dream that they'd had, you know.
Oh.
And that, of course, that supports Jungian ideas. But, you know, it is refreshing to know that the extent to which you work from, you know, your sort of preconscious inner self, if you do it authentically, other people find ways of connecting with it. Whereas so many images that we see in the art world, or certainly in the photography world, have an ascribed significance to them based on the fact that, you know, this is where they bombed someplace, or this is where they raised the flag at Iwo Jima, you know, that they become symbolic of a particular moment. Whereas a lot of the images that I'm involved with, there's a sort of a timelessness to that, and not a specific place. It's a more open-ended kind of metaphor.
And that we tap into some collective...
Right, collective unconsciousness,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Since the 1960s, Uelsman has been creating his imaginative spaces strictly by way of darkroom technique, a moonlit sandcastle rising from the floor of a colonial parlor, an ocean that spills out of a painted seascape on the wall. All of Uelsman's magical juxtapositions of indoors and out, man-made and natural, are created without digital manipulation. Uelsman's work anticipated the possibilities of Photoshop to such an extent that the software company Adobe collaborated with him in the mid-90s to announce their innovations. But Uelsman, who remains dedicated to the analog process, considers technique a means toward an end.
When people look at my work, if their first response is, "How did he do it?" I feel I've failed. I mean, I don't mind that being the second response. But if the first response is just some authentic, I'm like, "Oh, what is that?" Or, "Gee, that's interesting." Or mm-hmm. that they humanistically relate to that image. You know, later they may question how it was made. But you don't want the technique to be like something that you wrote and someone says, "Oh, God, great grammar. Look at that spelling. Look at that punctuation." You know, it's like, hello. You want them to get with you know, what you're saying.
But when people do experience his work on a personal level?
Well, when that happens, I feel good about the willingness of people mm-hmm. to look at these images and still deal with them on personal terms as some alternate way of experiencing reality. There is this wonderful sort of psychological dissonance that occurs in that photography does have this inherent believability. And yet at the same time, you're being presented another reality.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
The table, the guitar, the empty glass.
Photographs by Jerry Uelsman and Maggie Taylor are on view at Pictura Gallery in Bloomington through May 31st. Taylor, who is married to Uelsman, uses digital methods and collage to create her own composited photographs. Listen for Yael's full conversation with Jerry Uelsman on Profiles in June.